I'm feeling lucky, and getting a little target practice in might do me a world of good. Got him!
That was too close. If I hadn't returned to my normal size, I'd be dead right now. Luckily, time was on my side. Your wimp-ass shrinking down to nothing again was the best thing to ever happen to me!
Damn, the bastard's still breathing! Damn it! Could that chatty dickhead have pulled a 1-2 punch and weakened my stand's power when he shrunk my body? He's on the move again! Come back, little bummer! I want him to taste some major pain, but for now I gotta hide. He's a loose cannon. If he finds me, he'll do whatever it takes to make me squeal about the location of the boss's daughter. It's so far. Why's the sidewalk so damn big? Move it! You're in my way, putty tat! Shit, this sucks!
What have we here? It's been a fun ride, Chuckles. You're a slippery one, to say the least. Once Tiny Feet breaks skin, you're doomed to live out a life in a small, small world. Now let's have a little chat. Bucciarati and crew, where are they hiding the boss's daughter? Out with it!
Kill me, Stronzo! You might as well get it over with already! Just end it, because I actually value the lives of my friends! I would never screw them over like that! Got it?
Narancha Girga, born a Leo in 1984. At the age of 10...
Narancha...
Here, Mama. Beside you. Mama. Hey, Papa. Mama had an eye sickness, right? Piece of shit.
This dismal morning was the beginning of what would become Narancha's new life.
Could you explain something to me?
Huh?
I was wondering, how many minutes do you think it would take me to walk
Narancha here? Narancha had rebelled against his father. He began to fraternize with the wrong crowd, refusing to come home and surviving on whatever he stole that day.
Wow, it really worked! I couldn't have done it without your info, big bro!
I guess, but shouldn't you be in school? You come from a decent family, right?
Like I care about them. Only one thing matters in this world, your true friends.
Yeah. You know, you should dye your hair blonde like mine. You would look so damn cool.
I will!
Oh, shit!
Like the new hut?
Wow, what a tool!
Have you guys seen Big Bro?
Come to think of it, it's been a few days.
Huh.
Then, the very next day.
Damn you,
get your grubby hands on the wall! Stronzetto, your thieving
about?
Ass is going to chew
me. I didn't steal
me.
Anything! I wasn't...
Save your breath, kid. A witness saw the whole thing.
What? That's him! That's the blonde terror who robbed me!
What?
You're wrong!
He's lying! He beat me senseless and took all my money!
You better come clean, old bag! I'm innocent and you know it!
I've had enough of your damn lies! Just confess already!
Hey, I know we need answers, but you have to let the boy go!
Didn't you see that? He was about to attack!
A robber. She called me a blonde terror. Could it be him? No way! He'd never... Don't even think that! Damn it!
Narancia was released 1 year later, but in extremely poor health. The officer had injured his eye, and the infection that resulted was unrelenting. When he returned home, his friends were unusually standoffish.
Disgusting.
His mom died from that eye disease.
How did they know? That was a secret between Big Bro and me.
Wow. So they let you out already. You and that infected eye should keep your distance from now on.
It's true. Big Bro did it. He was caught, so he blamed me.
But the rumors surrounding that horrible eye disease scared no one more than Narancia himself.
This is my destiny. This disease, it's gonna kill me. I'm gonna die just like Mama.
He had no home, no shoulder to cry on, and no hope to hold on to. He was 15 and awaiting his inevitable death.
Oh, sad. He's just a kid.
Yes, but we should keep our distance.
The young man led Narancia into a local trattoria and had a word for his friend and the maitre d'.
Hey, this kid needs a plate of spaghetti pronto! You can handle it, right?
His friend asked not a single question, and his face showed no sign of annoyance. He simply placed the plate of food he had ordered for himself in front of the disheveled boy. He then made sure the boy received proper medical treatment. 3 weeks later.
Why do this for me? Why go to so much trouble?
I have no pretext. You're welcome at my home, though the choice lies with you. I strongly suggest you go back home to your parents. You need to go to school. Got it?
Hey, are you by chance a mafioso? I don't want to go back to that life. I want to work with you and become a mafioso!
This isn't some game we're playing, you eager shithead! You ever spew that kind of asinine crap again, I'll give you the beating of your life!
Narancia took his words to heart and returned home to resume his studies at school. But he learned his lesson and would never trust his father again.
I wonder why that guy got so serious with me all of a sudden. It's not like I have anything to work toward. But his anger had no resentment or hatred. Nothing about it came across like it was meant to insult. It was nothing like the way my dad and those cops treated me. Thinking back on it, it's like his words filled me with courage. I have to be a warrior. That's the only way to join up with someone like him.
6 months later, Narancia made up his mind and met with the Capo Polpo without Bucciarati's knowledge. He passed the test and became a mafioso.
Narancia, if there ever was a time to unburden yourself, that time would be now. So tell me where the girl is.
That girl you want to abduct isn't a mafioso or anything close. She's just a freaking kid.
Bucciarati knows how to respect a command, but not when it comes to foul shit like this! It's called human decency! We gave our word we would protect her! And that's exactly what we're gonna do!
Please, you should just give up on the chivalry bullshit. Why do I put up with this? I'm not the least bit interested in that heroic crap about friendship, loyalty, and saving some girl. At the moment, all I care about is taking down the good old boss and enjoying a drug group worth hundreds of billions.
You bastard!
We're talking hundreds of billions! You really don't think a few heads aren't gonna roll along the way? That loot is ours for the taking! We're not turning back now! And if she's the boss's blood daughter, then you better bet your ass she's a stand user! Of course, the boss wants to keep that all under wraps. We could just unmask him. Her power is... our biggest clue to his identity! She's the key to taking him down permanently!
What? You think that girl is a stand user?
Maybe you've heard. Did you know South America is home to the Southern Black Widow? Its venom is particularly lethal to humans. This one, on the other hand, is non-venomous. I caught it in the sewer while I was dodging your bullets. He's completely harmless. Though I shouldn't say harmless, since even the most benign spiders deliver a bit of toxin with their nibble. When it comes to paralyzing and devouring tiny pests like you, it works like a charm.
Lil Bomber!
What in the... Didn't you hear a thing I said? Your stand has got nothing on mine! This bottle will be your private arena, Narancha!
Hey! Let me out of here, you ass!
Look! All its eyes are right on you!
Each of those eight peepers is watching your every teeny-weeny move!
Bastard! I said let me out! Damn it!
Oh yeah, don't assume that its bite will send you to a swift and peaceful oblivion. Its venom will first paralyze your muscles, rendering your body immobile. But it's what happens after the paralysis that's really terrifying. It'll grab you and inject both a venom and a digestive enzyme deep into your body. The deadly cocktail of enzymes will then slowly but surely liquefy your insides into a pulp of viscous slime. Then slurpity slurp. Keep in mind, you'll be fully conscious, meaning you'll be able to speak as it's lunching on your flesh. But word to the wise, friend, I strongly urge you to spill the beans now. Just tell me where you're hiding that damn girl. I mean, I really prefer not to have to watch a kid become the liquid lunch of some giant spider!
It's so fast! Take this!
A glass shard? Where the hell did he get that thing?
It's webbing! But when did it...
There's the bite.
How about it? Enjoying the convulsions and paralysis yet? Just hurry up and come clean. This is your last chance to save your hide.
Do you think I'd ever cave to you?
Eight Eyes is pumping you full of digestive enzymes as we speak. Now your organs will melt. Huh? What's that? This paper. You dropped it when you took out that glass shard. And all of a sudden, kid, I'm getting real glad I decided to pick it up. To think, everything I need might be right here on this tiny piece of paper. This here is a driving map of the city. And not only that, the damn thing's covered in pencil markings! Someone was trying not to get lost! Could you be any dumber? I just have to follow your little path back to where you started from! So this is where you're keeping the girl! You came from a vineyard 20 kilometers to the southeast! Grazie mille, Narancia. Have fun being eaten alive! See you when Itsy Bitsy Spider here shits ya! Idiota! Kilometers to the southeast, I'll find their boss's daughter ripe for the picking! I did it! Feel free to keep your trap shut!
My little bomber's ability.
Huh?
detects and follows traces of carbon dioxide. See, it's a colorless gas, and living organisms aren't the only things that emit it. The combustion of matter also gives off the stuff.
Huh?
Hey, I just remembered. When I was chasing you earlier with Lil Bummer, I also happened to nail that car. Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I turned that gas tank into Swiss cheese. I can't tell exactly where those bullet holes are from here.
Huh?
But even so, looking back, I remember thinking those bullet holes were blazing when my radar picked them up, and the carbon dioxide made them easy pickings for Lil Bummer. So I fired away. You see, I wasn't actually shooting at the spider back there. Those bullet holes were super tiny, so it took a little while for things to get cooking. I was worried for a bit, but...
What?!
What shitty luck. All of that stuff I bought is getting torched. Whatever will I do? Man, it sure feels great to not have to worry about giant-sized spider bites anymore.
How dare you! I'm gonna butcher your entire gang of Stronzo for that, Katsune! I'm gonna find your hideout! You think your little vineyard is safe? Think again! I hope you've prepared yourself, Naranja! Tiny Bee!
What? Who the hell puts a fire out with blood from their cut wrist? Shit! Shit! What's my move? I can't let him get away now! I'll just have to find him with Lil Bummer. Well, so much for that idea. The radar can't find him. Flames are in the way.
My lucky break. Poor dumb Naranja. Because you set the car on fire, the flames are giving off too much carbon dioxide. So you can't use your radar to pin me down. At this point, I guess it's safe to say that I win. I know where to find the boss's daughter. Now all I have to do is ditch this shithole and tell my team. Then we're gonna blow you and your teammates to hell! Assassinations are what we do best! It's our specialty!
Say what?
I'll make sure we're square real soon! You won't ever have to see me again! I win!
Since it's so hard to pinpoint your nasty-ass breath, you know, because of the roaring fires blazing around us, I think I'll just have to feed those flames more! Once I light up this street, Baby's Widow Assassin's gonna be crispier than the crust of a pizza margarita! I'll be damned if you get away from me, Formaggio!
You are deranged, even by psycho standards. You actually set the damn street on fire! Are you insane? Well, are you? Huh?
Finally showed yourself. Now I don't have to burn down the whole city.
The reason that I asked if you were insane was because of your actions. They're telling me to kill you and strike your ass down where you stand. Your little fire fest gave me the cover I needed to get closer. In case you've forgotten, at this distance, my stand is a hell of a lot faster than yours.
Maybe.
Bring it, Naranja. Looks like your little shopping excursion wasn't as cut and dried as you thought it'd be. Hey, Naranja? Well, things are going to get a lot worse from here on out. For all you coglioni.
Go shopping, they tell me. The mission's a failure. I lost everything. All the money, all the merch. All that's left is a bunch of ashes.
Run it by me again, Narancia.
It all burned up, I told you.
No, not that. The part about the enemy knowing where we've been hiding.
But I took care of him right after—
You really think it's that simple?
Ujirati, we all need to get the hell out of here, now.
How many times did I warn you? You can be such an idiot!
We should be commending him. I mean, he took out one of our enemies after all. Honestly, guys, what else could he have really done in that situation? And now that the Hitman team has figured out what we're up to, a sensible boss would tell his team how to get out of this awful mess.
Giorno!
I think we should all stay right here, at least until we hear from the boss again.
Listen to the prodigy preach. Didn't realize you were our advisor.
What if we don't hear from him? Then all of us here would be nothing but sitting ducks. Wild guesses won't help us, kid!
Ujirati!
I think we just got a message from the boss.
The boss always sends his directives to Kapos this way. But this is the very first one sent to Ujirati.
I'll review the directive. Proceed to Pompeii. I have hidden a key somewhere near the Cave Cana mosaic.
Investigate, ragazzi. This hidden key operates the vehicle that will allow you safe passage as you deliver my daughter.
What kind of vehicle would allow us to do that?
It's a helicopter! Think about it for a second, it's so obvious! With a helicopter, we can go anywhere without being followed!
Pompeii is about 15 kilometers away from here. We could get there in an hour. Plenty of time to find the key.
Okay, Fugo, Abacchio, Giorno, you three will travel to Pompeii to secure that key. Mr. Narancia and I will remain here and protect Trish from the Hitman team. Retrieve the key. Radio back when it's clear. That's when the rest of us will meet you with Trish. From there, we'll be on our way. Godspeed.